support that the Medical Research Council actually is the research center. We have multidisciplinary teams. We have pharmacologists, we have doctors, we have psychologists. We understand clinical research.
South Africa is not isolated from the continent. I'm the current president of the African Association of Psychiatrists, and I can tell you that most African countries do not even want to think about this process because they think our control mechanisms are poor. We don't even know how to control prescribed pain medication. I serve on the Health Committee of the Health Professions Council, and most doctors that we see there are addicted to pain medication that they prescribe for their patients and themselves. But I ran a ward, psychiatry ward at George Mukhari Hospital. Many of the youngsters that are coming in there have used cannabis, but they're using the plant raw as it is in various forms. They don't know how to isolate the good stuff from the bad stuff.
We are medical scientists, we are medical researchers, we're from the Medical Research Council. And I want to state unequivocally that the Medical Research Council supports research into cannabis, medicinal research into the medicinal use of cannabis. And we support we support research into looking at the biological plausibility of medical cannabis and what indications it has for its use. We support the preclinical and clinical research to looking into the effects. We want to know the mechanism of action and for what indication and for what order. So if we say that cannabis works for multiple sclerosis, we would like to see the biological plausibility and the mechanism of action like with any other drug. We believe that we need to conduct well-designed, randomized clinical trials. They must be well-controlled, well-designed, and well-analyzed. Okay? And we also have to know the products we are using